the website every one day. We don't want people signing up for one day. It's not that we're not okay with someone coming for one day if that's the alternative, but it's a two-day program. We know that people, that obviously if they come for 2 days, that would be better for them. But again, some people with their schedule, maybe their job, or things like that, they can only come for one day. So it's okay. And then usually we just have those people register at the door. But if you don't want to wait the last minute, just collect their money. You know, get their payment information on a form, and then when you do come, or fax them. Fax them. Because even if you notice on the form, it doesn't say 1 day. Because it isn't a 1 day form, because all of a sudden you start saying, it's 1 day. And then the next thing you know, everyone's going to be in here for 1 day. Because minimums are maximums. Minimums are maximums. Whatever you tell people to do, that minimum, that's what they're going to do. Right? If you had a high jump, and the high jump, when you put the bar at 6 inches, how high do you think people are going to jump? I mean, they're not going to jump as high as they can. They're just going to go, that's what they're going to do. So you just set the bar where you want. It's a two-day program. It's $189. Oh, well, I can't come for 2 days. No, I'm going to come for 1 day because of this business. You know what? I think you'll be able to come for 1 day, and it's $100 for 1 day. So then if they want to come on the back end, yeah, we will let them pay $89. Because remember, it's not about the money. We're trying to get people committed. The reason why you have, first of all, the reason why you have advanced programs, there's a lot of free training. I used to do free trainings even like this, believe it or not. First of all, I've always done free Saturday trainings, always taught free Saturday trainings, 3-4 hour trainings, no money. And then I even did trainings like this. I said, look, I'm going to expand it. I'm going to see test trainings. And then I did it for free. You know, less people came. It was ridiculous. When we started talking money, that's when more people came. And you know, we got better people. We got better. And we got more committed people. And then when I started introducing the Senior Pass program, wow, that's when it really changed. Because what that did was it even sorted people to a higher level. Because all the people who are earning the most money and all the people getting the highest position were the capital. So then that started to be a trend. Like, it started going, wow, this is amazing. You better see the capitals hold a high spot. Like, you think about it, this past year, you looked at the top 3 producers that we gave out the convention, they were all seeing the capitals. I mean, it's crazy. But it's something, direct correlation. To result in that. So we're not selling it as a 2-day program. We're not selling it as a 1-day program, we're selling it as a 2-day program. So in that instance, it'll be $100 for 1 day, but you're kind of acting like, look, you know, it's really a 2-day program, but you can't come for 1 day, and if you do, it's $100. That's why it's not on the site.
So we could fax them in with 1 day and have
a standard. Just write it, 1 day, $100.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Or they would pay at the door.
Yeah.
And then if they decide to come the next day, we give it to them for $80.
Okay.
You're welcome. What other questions you guys have?
Could you touch on, like, the benefits, I guess, of being more professional? Like, we kind of, I know you've talked about this a couple different times, but you feel the difference you can detract people versus attract people, you know, maybe business professionals.
Are you talking about attire?
Yeah, kind of. So just overall attitude, I guess. You're not going to turn people off if you're, you know, more professional versus coming in personal.
Well, let me ask you a question. Friday night, did you come to January?
Absolutely.
I mean, now, how many of you think I told you to wear a suit like that? I mean, you could think I did, but I didn't. I didn't say Rico wears a suit and tie. He just did, because that's what you think. You think that if I wear a suit and tie, I'm not going to turn people off. You know, but if I dress down, I might turn people off, or somebody might not take me as serious. So he wants to make sure that he does the best he can to not impact people's business in a negative way, right? So that's just my philosophy, too. It's always err towards the side of being conservative. Be professional. Certainly, I mean, when it comes to dress, but every other way, that should be a gift. Professional, the way you communicate, the way you speak to people, just be courteous, things like that. Being professional, I mean, people judge everything. We're walking, talking, judging machines. We judge everything. And life is about perception, not reality. How many of you have been to communication masters? Hey, if you recall, when we went to Communication Mastery, you know, we had an opportunity to go again and set a date. And certainly be this year people get to go and set a date. But Communication Mastery, it talks, one of the first parts about it is we talk about perception versus reality. That we live in a perceived world. People constantly, it's so different than when I was using the example. Hey, hang on, remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the person on the other line is not going, I can't believe they're doing the old put me on hold they're going, wow, this person's been, you know, unless there's somebody that has a significant level of awareness, which most people don't. It's just like we're saying, it's like the guy who told me, I got to have a $10,000, sign book, and then he got on my phone. Like, he doesn't understand who I am and how I think. He wasn't fear of loss to me. And that's what I told the guy on the phone. I said, you know what he's doing? He's trying to play games with him. He's trying to get off the phone, trying to think that we're going to go change our mind and come back because it comes up and we must take him serious, so we'll give him $10,000. No, I didn't. I thought the exact opposite. I'm like, he got $10,000, he ain't got nothing going on. Because if he had so much going on, he would be asked for a lot more than $10,000. See, but he doesn't realize that. So perception, it's all perception. When you look professional, you dress professional, and you're sharp, people notice that. That's attractive. People look, I'll give you perfect examples. Women. Okay? Women will always check out a man's shoes. Women check out men's shoes. That's what they do. Like, people wear a suit, and the majority of women, right, look at a man's suit and then look down at their shoes. And they got, shoes that aren't shined or not leather shoes, because they know a man can fake a suit, but you can't fake shoes. You can't fake shoes. And I tell people, you always have to have a really good pair of leather shoes. A really good pair of leather shoes to keep your shoes shining. So that shows you pay attention to details. Like Warren said something about my shoes. You know, he was telling me to pick me up at the airport last night, and he was like, man, those shoes you have are so sharp.
It was late, too.
Huh?
It was late, too.
How shiny were those shoes? They were shiny. They were 100% crocodile.
It was great.
They were hot, man. I just bought them. I got a good deal. $780.
The gator still squirming.
They were hot. They were hot shoes. But the point is, yeah, perception. So I wear all that stuff, without a doubt. I'm going to dress up. You know, like even my watch, or a lot of times I'll wear my ring. And I know it's linked. You know, I know that in the right light, it sends off signals to the satellite. I know that. But the reality of it is, people look, like when I'm sitting down with a prospect and we're going through paperwork, they're looking at my watch, their perception. And image has no doubt about it. Image plays a big role in how people perceive. And this is the point, success leaves clues. Success leaves clues. So in our business, success leaves clues. It's different. When you stay on home, it doesn't matter. See, when I'm not doing the business or doing presentations or seminars, I'm not wearing a Rolex. I'm not always sitting in the safe. I don't wear any jewelry at all. None. Like on a day-to-day basis, I'm not wearing a suit. But I play a role. I have a role. When I go speak at a company, a Fortune 100 company, I find out about the company. I went and spoke at an event, and it was all spring personality people. And it was some kind of event having to do with the environment. I wore no jewelry. I would never wear jewelry or something because that would turn some people off. Then you have to know it's like you're playing a role. It's sincere, it's genuine, but it's all about being effective. And it's all about being effective for the people you're communicating with. So, and you got to keep in mind, if you're doing one meeting and you're participating, you could affect other people's business if you're not carrying your weight and being professional. So it's so easy to do. I mean, it really, really is. Everybody should come and dress nice, let's just say that. There's no reason why everybody can't put on a pair of slacks and a nice collared shirt, or maybe the ladies wearing a nice pair of slacks and a nice blouse. I mean, that's easy to do. And you know, I mean, it's just if you want to have a professional environment and also attract professional people, that's what you look as good as you can. Because people judge everything. You know that, right? When people walk in the door, they're looking at all the people in the room. They're this is a good opportunity, then the people should be qualified. That was an answer to your question. It's good, thank you. I'm glad it meets with your approval. What else you got? Anything else? Yes, sir.
Is that kind of like recruiting your weakness? Like you're at a level where you're starting out and getting more comfortable.
Well,
talking to someone on a higher level, you're approaching them. I mean, I'm just starting.
Well, that's a separate question, but like in that, in recruiting weakness, yeah. So what I would do is if I don't own a suit, I would recruit somebody with a suit. Get their suit. Well, it's a different subject, but the answer is when you mention that recruiting weakness, just in general, that's always a good thing to do. And that's a great way to overcome an excuse that somebody has. Well, I'm not the most alcohol person. Great, let's go find somebody who is. I believe in that. You recruit somebody who can do something better than you. Instead of always trying to just become that person. Over time, you may become that person. Some of the best presenters that I've ever worked with were not great presenters when they first started. I mean, I had a guy, his name was Ray Harris. His first presentation, I had him in front of the room. Oh my goodness. First of all, he was sweating so profusely. He was so nervous before he was going up. Like he was pacing around, sweat was coming off. I'm like, dude, calm down. You're only doing this. There's only like 20 people here, okay? And you're going to be fine, and I'm going to come up behind you. And he had, you know, he had his shoes on, he's wearing a suit, he was sweating. And so the whole time when he's up there, like, just sweating, man. He's constantly going to. Like, he literally was getting people wet in the first place. But the crazy part is he was clicking his heels together while I was talking. Like, he was, and it was wow, because he was wearing shoes. You know, why he didn't realize. He was just clicking his heels. And I was sitting in the back watching him, and I was saying, there's no place like home. I mean, oh my goodness. And he ended up being a great speaker. But, you know, it just, yeah, absolutely. Recruit your weakness, man, without a doubt. If you're quiet, recruit somebody that's not quiet. If you don't feel you can present well, recruit somebody that likes to present. And you just, obviously, you look for everybody, but don't ever feel your lack of something is going to stop you from being successful. Don't ever think. I mean, I worked with a guy who was a hardcore. I mean, I don't think I know anybody who has more winter than this guy. And one of the reasons why he became so successful, he teamed up with a lady who was very summer, very, very summer, very outgoing, very personable, very nice. And basically, she was the front person. She edified him. He mostly did all the business. He did the meetings. He did the closed people. He did break down the compensation plan. But man, she was the relationship person. She was the front person. And that's why they made a great team. Because on his own, I mean, he was tough to deal with because he was so brutal. Wow. He was so. Yeah, I mean, if you're really analytical and you're really dry in that sense, that's not a bad thing. Get somebody else to have a relationship with somebody else that can be more of a social person and handle those parts of it. That's what's great about this business. It's a team sport. This is definitely a team sport. What else? Yeah.
So, I don't remember the compensation plan all of the time. Sometimes I'm good at it, but most of the time I can't remember all of the numbers. Is it okay if I just say to somebody, well, let me ask you this. Do you get paid every week where you are? And if they say no, tell them that I do, and every time that I get paid, my check gets bigger. If that happens for them,
what would the question they ask? I mean, what question are they asking you that would cause you to ask that question? Because a lot of people do get paid weekly, but what I'm saying is, what question would I say to you that would cause you to ask that question? Tell me about the compensation plan?
Yeah, they want to know how much they get paid.
And then this is how I handle it when I don't know. Listen, I work with a guy, one of the top people in this area. His name's Warren Ballard. This guy knows the compensation plan inside and out. I work with a guy who's on my team. I mean, he's like my teammate. Man, you know, Michael Johnson, this guy knows the pay plan inside and out. Let me see if I can get him on the phone. This guy, I assure you, he'll be able to answer your question. And once again, you're trying to do it yourself. If you don't
buy somebody,
recruit somebody else who can help you in that instance.
Yeah.
It's only been in that as a result. So in that case, he wants to, how do I get paid? When you got to answer. Well, let me share with you how. There's several ways to get paid. You can get paid 12 different ways. It's just like, that's why also, if you know the business presentation, and I've always said it, you know the business presentation, you know the business. Because the business presentation has everything about the business in there.
Right.
Now, I'm working on something, by the way, and hopefully, I'm off the road the next 3 weeks, so I'm working on something that I'm going to put together that's going to, you'll see a new PowerPoint coming out.
When do you think?
I mean, hopefully this week. I just got to get back, price and meet, got to sit down. I'm hoping, certainly for the next 10 days, I'm going to knock it out.
Great.
And so it's going to change. A lot of the stuff, there's a lot of good stuff, like graphics and shit, and all that's going to stay, but we just got to move things around. Change stuff, make it flow, create a different flow. That's what I'm doing. Stuff like that. So, just use help, man. I'm telling you, I could sign up, listen to me, guys. I could sign up as a distributor's company, and I could not know anything about the comp plan, not know anything about the products, and I could sign up a ton of people. Why? Because I'll use other people that know those things. That's what you got to realize. I've totally, and a lot of it's just years of experience. Both of you have worked for someone else for so long, and also have depended on yourself through everything so long, that it's so easy to instinctively and subconsciously immediately rely on yourself for everything. And I'm not like that. I'm a delegator to the nth degree. I'm a delegator. Anything I don't have to do, I don't do. I'm one of the laziest people you ever meet. I don't do it. And seriously, if they'll bring me stuff along, who can do that? I asked that question, who could do this? You know, that's why I love having Rico on my team. You know, we've known each other for years, but he just came on board with our company. This one, I would love him because he likes to do stuff. He's that personality. Just put it along PowerPoint. It's great, put it together. Let me look at it after you do it. I do that all the time. I don't really do it. I mean, somebody else will do it. Great. That's what I mean. That's what having a staff is all about, time management. And if you go back to your communication mastery book, in that book it has a whole time management section. Talking about in your time management how you have more than 24 hours in a day. How? By delegating. You only have 24 hours in a day if you do everything yourself. But if you delegate, you have more hours to share. See, if you get on the phone with Warren and you set it up for him to call that guy, you could be out recruiting somebody else. Get help. And you know what, by the way? If you're struggling at all in this business, that's even more the reason you get out of the way and get somebody to help. I would tell people, when you're new, be new. Right? And when you're old, not getting the results you want, be new. I mean, some people are funny. I've been doing the business for 2 years. I gotta do this presentation. Why? The only thing that matters is results. It doesn't matter how long you've been in. Don't get paid for experience. You don't get paid for longevity. You don't even get paid to do meetings. I love people. That's funny. You know, I feel people, you know, they want to, it's one of the funniest, if you really pay attention to these videos right here, these DVDs are ridiculous. They're so good if you pay attention. Like the fall, like the fishes. The fishes, right? When he catches a starfish, people that come in, they want to be the star. They want to be in front of the room. You don't get paid to present. If you present and you have no people in the room, how much money do you make? None. I used to love when people would come and say, Greg, can I do the presentation? I want to do the presentation. You want to do it? Sure. If you're good, I'll let you do it all day long. Listen, you do the presentation. I got about 16 people here. You do the presentation. Listen, I'm going to go make phone calls. Let me know when it's over. And then I would go make calls, book more appointments. And that person would be doing the meeting. People would love it at the end. I'd circle up my people, close them all, and that person would be in front of the room. How did I do? You did great, man. You were phenomenal. But how many people you have been in? Well, I didn't have any people. That's a bum. I do. I just made, like, you know, 4 G's or whatever I made. Like, you don't get paid a salary for presenting. I'll delegate all day long. All day long. Somebody else? You gotta get out of the habit of doing it yourself. And remember, if you're old and not getting the results you want, be new. Doesn't matter how long you've been in business. What else? What else? Anything else? You got it?
No.
Okay. Then we'll go through the seeds of passion and explain it to you. For those of you who want to know, again, let me start by saying, there's no pressure. You don't need to give it. You don't have to give it. But I'm going to explain it to you anyway, how it works, why it's a good thing. Okay? So, the reason we created the seeds of passion is really to help people that want to take advantage of the program and the curriculum to go to all the programs and save a ton of money. But also, at the same time, get you committed. One thing that I truly believe from the bottom of my heart, when you become a teacher and a controller, now you're going to go to more trainings. Why? Because you feel a responsibility to go. I really believe there are people here, as well as all over the country in Soto, who if they weren't in the Pathfinder, they wouldn't be at these trainings. They wouldn't be. Because whatever reason, something would come up, or maybe that particular weekend they don't have the money. But since they already paid, they're always looking now for when the training is. Like, think about it. Those of you who received the passwords, when it went up on the screen and you saw the next training, you just automatically went. As long as you looked and it was open weekend, you automatically went. I'll be there.
Yeah.
So when you're not at the passwords, you don't necessarily automatically do that. Now, all of a sudden, when you are, you automatically go, I'm going to that, I'm going to that, I'm going to that, I'm going to that, because you're already committed to it. And if you buy in to the fact that it's all about getting through the training, I know for a fact, I could sit down with any one of you, and I can tell you exactly how your business is doing, just based upon, I don't need to look at your back office, I can tell you exactly how your business is doing, based upon people coming at the training. That I could tell. I know exactly what your business is going to do after the training's over, based on how many people you have to train. And if you don't have people to train, I know it's slow going. I know it's so good. Your business, if you got people to train, think about this. If you've got two or three people to train, anything could happen. If those two or three people are the right people at the right time, and they really pay attention, they go on five, you're going to have an uptick in business. Every person is going to be responsible for at least $1,000 in business over the next 30 days. Now, if you have three people, though, the chances are, it has to be almost perfect. See, the same, like, those three people all have to be a producer. Now, if you get 50 people to train, and only 20 of them end up going out averaging 1,000, and 30 of them don't, you still have $20,000 in business. That's huge. That's how you get, like, when you get $8,000 in volume in a month, that's what I'm telling you. You get 50 new people, you're going to be driving a BMW. I guarantee you. I guarantee you that. I feel very confident, with zero doubt, to tell you, I guarantee you, when you get those kinds of numbers in training, you're going to be there. Automatically, bam, those people are going to go out and produce, even if they're just going to live. So, the training's all the key. That's all I do. That's all I do is I go crazy pounding people to train. I have, and it's funny because if you think about it, there's one, who is the person in the company, and so who is the person in the company, okay, that beats people to death on the training more than anyone other than probably me, but I'm not in this company. Who's the person that does
it?
Randy, man. He goes non-stop, man. Yeah, we gotta get him to train, though. They gotta go to train. What's more big? Train. It's non-stop. It's insane. That's all he does. Talking about train. There's probably people going, God, this guy, all he does, talking about going to train. Everything he does, stop. Well, that's great. Sign up, gotta be in the train. You gotta get on a plane. He doesn't care. He doesn't say, well, wait till it comes to your area. He says, get on a plane. And he'll say things like, look, if you want me to work with you, you want me to help you, you gotta go to train. He'll tell you that. He ain't afraid. He'll tell you that. So here's the guy, this will crack me up. So easy. He's the number one producer in the entire company. And that's what he said. So there must be something to it. If he's the number one money earner in the company, he's the most successful person in the company, and that's what he does. I mean, see, when I come into the company, And I look at, okay, who's the number one money? With my experience that I have, I didn't used to think like this, but I'm saying now, if I was coming to Chicago, who's the person that makes the most money? Okay, that guy, what does he do? When he gets all these students in the training, okay, and they all, and what he does is he gets on and be a season pass holder. He's a season pass holder. Okay, I got to do that. That doesn't matter. Now, I may not be able to afford it. I may not have the money. But you know what? I find a way to make it happen because I want what that guy has. That's all I ever did. Who's the person doing the best? I want what they have. I need to do what they do. That's it. That's my mentor. He said, Greg, turn right. I didn't go, really, should I turn right? At that corner, should I be there? Should I put my blinker on? I just went, Getting people to listen and follow us in detail and pay attention. When you really understand those PowerPoint slides, when you break down those PowerPoint slides, every single bullet point is a piece of the puzzle to the success of this business. When you come to these trainings, it's like getting a box. It's like getting a box filled with all the pieces to a puzzle. Now, the first time you come, it's a lot to absorb. You dump out the box, and what do you got? All these pieces. Like, what'd you get this weekend? All these pieces. You still don't have it together, but you got the pieces. Now, when you come to the second training, well, some of the pieces make more sense. And so it's funny because people say the second training is better than the first. And the only reason that's the case is because you're better prepared for the information you're receiving. You're further along in the process. Why your third better than your second? Fourth better than your fifth? Your third. And people will come up to me and say, this one was the best one. Light bulbs went off in my head. Because more pieces are being snapped together in the puzzle. You're starting to see a better picture. That's what it is by coming again and again and again and again and again and again. You can't help but come again and again and again and again and again and not get it right. Same thing with listening to CDs. Like some people would be like, man, all you do is listen to these CDs. It's like a cult listening to all those CDs. I tell people, I assure you, this isn't a cult. Because in a cult, they listen to the leader. So the thing about this is, yes, you got to get it in your subconscious mind. It has to become a part of you. Just like you know, true all beef patty, special sauce.
Lettuce cheese.
Pickles, onions, and
why do you need to know that? Who cares? That ain't helping none of us. But you do. That's why you need to listen like this over and over and over and over and over again. When you do that, it sticks. You get it in your head, so it becomes a part of who you are. It comes out naturally. Instead of telling, you start asking. That's why you rehearse and prepare, rehearse and prepare, prepare and rehearse. So that it just comes out naturally. There's a lot of the same questions you ask, I answered last time, the time before that, the time before that. But you're not rehearsing and preparing. So that's why you come back, come back, come back, come back. And that's why the season pass program is phenomenal. I mean, it's ridiculous. I never had anything like that. I wish I did. The guy I worked with, I mean, it was a lot of money and it was all the time. And they didn't give a discount, they didn't care. But the way we set it up, and me personally, I do care. It's not about the money, it's about your commitment. And you need to be something, I told you, it's ready. You gotta get in this business somewhere between serious and nervous. I believe. You gotta get in this business somewhere between serious and nervous. So you take it serious and it's a priority. It's that simple. So how do you see the password? First of all, when you sign up, you're gonna get unlimited lifetime Secrets of Success training. How many Secrets of Success trainings do you have?
This is 7 or 8.
So you're probably up to, Warren?
12.
12. So let's just call it 10. So if you go to 10, and you just pay as you go, which you can, that's going to be 10 times 189, which equals $1,890, just if you go to Secrets of Success 10 times. Now, do you feel like you're going to go to more Secrets of Success?
Absolutely.
So, do you think it's possible you'll get to the point where you've gone to 20 of them?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, if you went to 20 of them, now that's about $4,000. And you got to realize something. Your training is going to expand. They're going to go all over the country. There'll be a time where you're doing 3 trainings in 3 cities in the same weekend. You can go to any of them, anywhere they are, and unlimited time, and for a lifetime in your career. So, that's ridiculous, because I can tell you this, just that alone, there are people charging $4,000 for one seminar that isn't even as good as this. One seminar. But then on top of that, you get the Communication Mastery Program, which is $495 by itself, and you can go to the program for $99. When you come and see the pass holder, you pay $99 at the time of the event.
Go to that program.
Communicate your mastery. I mean, a lot of you in here, you went to it. How good is it?
Great.
You get a 125-page book. It is nothing like this, as you know. It's one of the funnest weekends you'll ever have. You laugh like you wouldn't believe it. It's something you'll never forget. I mean, there's a lot of good components to it. You learn a lot. I mean, I think one of the funnest times is when you sit with the group that you're in. So we divide the room in fourths, and you sit with, like, the winters all sit together, and springs all sit together, and the summers sit in the fall. And the dynamics of just that alone is hilarious. I mean, wasn't it cool when you saw all the springs, like, sit on the floor in a circle together, and then you had winters who were, like, just over there, arrogant, ego, arguing about who's going to be in charge, who's going to be. And then you have the summers making the most noise. I think the summers were probably one of the smallest groups we had, yet made the most noise in the whole place. And then right next to them, the falls going, I can't focus. They're too loud. The falls are too quiet. We got to do all the work. They're making so much noise. They actually left the room. The falls went in the hall, man. Hey, are we allowed to leave the room? Let's go in the hall. It's too loud to do their work.
And the summers didn't even notice for like 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. They didn't know a lot. Like, light on. So, I mean, Communication Masters for now. 125-page book, you get the key. I mean, it's so good. Then I talked about Millionaire Mindset. Millionaire Mindset, which that program is worth way more than $5.95. For $99. One of my favorite parts about Millionaire Mindset is we will teach you what it takes to be a millionaire. One of the biggest reasons why most people will never achieve that kind of success is because they can't do one basic thing. That control their thoughts and emotions. They react to everything that happens, and because they react, that changes. Sets off a whole other chain reaction of all kinds of things. Something doesn't go right, they react, and a lot of times they get discouraged. You've got to control your thoughts and emotions. You've got to control. So we do exercises to help you to do that. We actually create one exercise called the panic room. I'm not exaggerating. Inside the seminar room, we have a cage, and we build it. It's actually gates that go around the whole room, and it's like 12 feet high, and it's got gates in the front, and, you know, two doors. And so everybody goes inside. And then we give you an exercise. It's a kindergarten exercise. I mean, it's not a complex exercise. Give you a kindergarten exercise. All you have to do is, when you figure it out, all you got to do is walk up to the gatekeeper, whisper in their ear the answer, and then you get out. Now, of course, if you don't get the answer right, then you got to go back in, and you got to try to continue to figure it out. Well, man, you should see what happens. Oh, my goodness. You watch how quickly people fall apart. It's not funny. I mean, people are like, I can't stay in here. I mean, there are people getting out. I can't be the last person. What if I'm the last person? Oh, my goodness. People, it's like, and I'm saying, focus. Stop worrying about the people leaving. I know they're leaving, but they're going to keep leaving if you don't get focused. The fact that people will sit down on the fence. They'll sit down against the fence as they put their head down. Check out, man. By the time it's over, I'm not exaggerating. By the time the last person, when there's one person left, okay, I can sit there and tell that person the answer. Okay, right now, I'm going to tell you the answer. And as soon as I tell you exactly the answer, I want you to walk over to the gatekeeper, tell them the answer. You ready? Then I tell them. Not tell them. And then they get over there, they still can't. They, because they're so mentally shut down. We got to get you to control your thoughts and emotions. We got to get you to stop reacting, stop breaking down. When you get strong, you don't let things affect you like that, you can steamroll through life and really be more productive. That's a phenomenal approach. Awesome. We do something on Saturday night. I mean, we it's a phenomenal program. Then you got the Big Show. That's my favorite program. You know why? Because we can trick your subconscious mind. I think it's the best program because you can come there thinking you're going to take a bunch of notes or pay attention to another training, and what happens is you sit there and you forget you're at the training. It's a show. It's like Broadway. You know, it starts out singing, dancing, comedy. Usually, we'll definitely do on Friday night, we do about 3 skits, so we have an opening, and then we have one of my, they're all my favorites, but we do a takeoff from The Wizard of Oz, what we call The Wizard of Change. And, you know, you got Dorothy and the Scarecrow. Instead of Scarecrow, instead of if I only had a brain, it's if I only used my brain. Okay? And if I only had a heart, no, it's only had some heart. And then you go through all of them. And the whole script is rewritten to fit into what we do, what this industry's about. So it's hilarious. It's like after they get the lion, then you got the Scarecrow and the Tin Man, and Tin Man's like, I saw him first. He's going in my, I don't care if it's a binary. He's going underneath me. And they're like, oh, are you going? It's just, the whole thing is funny, and then the bad witch comes, and the bad witch is that negative person you have in your life, and the good witch, the good upline. I mean, it's really fun. I mean, it's really, really good. Great skit. Father Time, The Lone Ranger, Castaways, which is really deep. I mean, really, really emotional. Really, really deep. The farmer, the hockey player, the golfer, anybody can come at you. You don't know. We have over 50 skits. We don't do all 50 on that weekend. We pick usually about 20 to 25 that we do. So when you come to another show, it could be a whole host of different characters. The boxer. I love the boxer. The boxer is so classic. Think about a boxer. What are you? You're trying to be the champ? What do you fight? Challengers, right? Well, what are the challenges in your life? What are the challenges in your life? Negative opinions? Stuff happens? Oh, it's great. It's great. Awesome. Funny, funny, funny skit. But you never forget it. It's because it's emotional. There's 150 song soundtracks. And in between the skits, if you talk to other people about what they got out of it, I mean, it's really expensive. But let me tell you, it's very expensive for us to do. Very expensive. And $9.95, I assure you, that's one of those trends where somebody goes and they go, that's it. That's what it is. I mean, we got light, camera, action in a theater. We got to rent the theater for a week. So even though the show starts Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, we rent the theater for a week previously to just prepare, to rehearse and to practice, get the sound effects down and get everything working right and have all the people backstage. And we got a set, we got to change sets. I mean, it's crazy. That's the craziest week. I mean, I'm literally in the costume and makeup, and I got to run back to the dressing room, take a shower, get all the stuff off, and then put on a whole new costume and go in a whole other direction. So my emotions got changed, and other people are in the skit. And you never know, you can be selected out of the audience. A lot of times we pick people out of the audience. Hey, we need some people to do a particular role in a particular skit, and we can call somebody out of the audience. And we do that, bring them into the skit, too. I mean, it's incredible. And that's my favorite program because you never forget. And that's what you need it to be on that level. And then you have something called the Leadership Summit. It's only for season pass holders. That's $4.95. And also you can go for $99. So when you add all this up, when you add all this up right here, plus this, you're looking at about $6,000 worth of training. And I assure you, the big show alone is worth $6,000. And don't be surprised one day if it isn't $6,000. I mean, when we get to places like Fox Theater, places that have 5,000 seats, I mean, it will get there. Because that's the most powerful event. Once you go, you'll see. You'll know what I mean. Think about it. Before you went, for those of you who went to Communication Master, you didn't know what to expect. Now, you probably thought it wasn't going to be good because you already had been to a Secret of Success and you knew it was going to be good and you said it was going to be better than that. But I guarantee you it far exceeded what you thought. So as good as you might have thought it was, when you got and went through it, you're like, wow, this is bad. How many of you would agree that it was worth more than $495? Absolutely. I mean, I'm telling you, it is. All of it, even these amounts are not a lot of what we're doing and what we do. But you get such a great deal. So if you look at $6,000, what we do, you ready? I'm about to reduce it to the ridiculous. We take 60% off of that. And we make it $2,495. Now, we're still small. We're small. So we're even making it less. Okay, we take $800 off of that. So take that down. It ends up being $1,695. $1,695. But we also could put it on a payment plan. If you want it on a payment plan, all you got to do is tack on $200 to it. So it's $18.95, break that down to four payments, which is $473.75. You pay that four times, you're a season pass holder. So you can save $200, just pay it outright. And also on top of that, you get, and this part to me is what makes it even more ridiculous. It really does. Not just that, to me one of the most valuable parts about being a season pass holder is, in my opinion, is what you do when you're not here. See, what are you listening to when you're not here? What are you watching when you're not here? See, that's the biggest thing that I look at. What is it that you're not doing? And so when I look at it, you have all of these, where's that bag? You have all of these products. Now, these products, if you got them individually, the total would be over $400. Like Secrets of Success series, that's $150, the 10-pack. And what we're doing right now, again, this will not last forever, but what we're doing right now is we are giving all of those products for free. We're giving them for free. So you basically get all the products for free. So you're back on another over $400 plus the book, which is, it's ridiculous. So I just think when you think about it, the value, you could buy it all individually and do it as we go, but why would you do that when you can get it all right now? And the reason why I'm pulling all this together is because yesterday, I have one other thing I'm going to get them, which is the Winter, Spring, Summer, Fall CD. That's awesome. Winter, Spring, Summer, Fall, 70 minutes of understanding personality was awesome. But Dennis yesterday became a season pass holder, so he gets all of these products for free. So you get all those products for free. I mean, it's a great value, plus we got to keep working together when we're not here, listening to the CDs. And like Dave's been saying, how much does that help you, those CDs?
It's kind of just giving me the confidence of knowing what I'm supposed to be doing.
Just keeps you on track, keeps you focused. Sometimes on the CDs, I'm yelling at you, by the way. When you find that CD, you need a marker. Oh, I need Greg yelling. I'm a little off track. So it really is a valuable tool. And that's what the season pass program is about. Now, you obviously get a special name badge. You see these individuals wearing a special name badge, a custom badge, permanent badge. We also have the season pass holder meetings that we have. All of that is just extremely beneficial to your success. So that's the program. If you're interested and you want to know more or you want to ask us questions about it, great. If you're not, it's not the right time. It's all good. You can come as much as you want. It's here for you. It's here for you. But I am definitely a believer, like I said, there's magic in commitment. The more committed you are up front, the more successful you're going to be on the back end. Now, a lot of people don't think about it that way. They'll think, well, when I start making some money, again, it goes back to, well, how are you going to make the money if you're not really in it? If you're not really getting it? If you're not really educated? And then on top of that, you want all your people to go to the training. So just how many of you got some value being here this week?
Oh, yeah.
So just think, what's going to be easier? You going back and trying to duplicate the training and telling everybody what you got, saw, and trying to replicate it? Or just going out and doing a great job of recruiting and getting your people to come to the next one? Just get them to come to the next one. Yes, sir.
Is this special just for when you're here this weekend, or can you just go home and order it?
No, you can't order it. It's this weekend. This weekend. It's done after training for first time attending. Then sometimes we extend it a little bit, but it's not automatic. So it's not like, no, available online or anywhere. You can't get it.
So what does it cost if you go home and do it later?
Well, it depends. $24.95.
Okay.
And you don't get the product. But obviously, like, for instance, sometimes if somebody says, hey, I just need a few days or I need a week, we'll give you a time frame that's in that window as long as you make those plans. Because we want people to be able to get it, but also at the same time, you know, it's already changed. I mean, how many of you, some of you in here paid less than $16.95, right?
Right.
So the price has gone up. And it will continue to go up because as more and more people get involved with it, we're growing. We're going to stop offering it. Because we got to give it the real value that it deserves. It deserves a lot more value than it is. And anybody that is a senior pastor, and anybody that's been through enough training, and anybody that's been through the advanced program like Communication Mastery, know that's a fact. I mean, they know, wow, that's the steal of the deal for what they're getting in return. So it's available to you if you want to talk to me about it in relation to, hey, I want to do it in a few days, something like that, do that. But again, it's up to you. There's not a person in here wearing that name band that I assure you was ever pressured. It's just simply, if you want to, great. If not, that's okay too. Just remember, take advantage though of the system. Put people into training. That is going to grow your business. And I will tell you all day long, every day on Sunday, if you build the training is going to build your business for you. If you build the training is going to build your business for you. That's it. So, we got another weekend under your belt. We got another great opportunity. But it's all about what? Implementation. So we're coming back. We gave you another date. We gave you 5 more weeks. On average, everybody in here should have 1 new person at next training. On average. 1. That's not too much to ask, is it? You know, it's time. It's time to step up. It's time to stop being afraid. It's time to work. Time to do it. You have goals, you have dreams, you have desires, you have whys, you have reasons for why you're doing it. Let's start making progress towards making those things come to fruition. And I'm not saying it's easy, but hey. To me, like I said, it's hard work. I mean, what I was doing in the past is harder than this. Staying where you are is probably harder than this. So live up to the challenge. Step up to the challenge. The company's going to keep growing. The company's going to keep spreading. How much of it is going to be yours? How much of it is going to be yours? So, we'll look forward to seeing you again in 5 weeks. Okay? Or sooner, or at the next seminar somewhere else. Be safe. Take advantage of every day. Like I tell my kids, attack each day with greatness. Attack each day with grace. All right? We'll see you soon.
Thank you.